Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 929, for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. This is the BGG Top 10 Edition, a quarterly look at the top 10 ranked games on BoardGameGeek. Starting this week at number 10, repeating there for the fourth this week, this quarter, for the fourth consecutive quarter, Star Wars Rebellion by Corey Kaneska, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with a rating of 8.171. That is a one-point gain for the second quarter in a row. It's gained 6 points over the course of the year. As I'm sure you know, this is extremely unusual. This is Rebellion's 30th quarter in the top 10. It is the second longest-running game in the top 10. And at that age, it is... games don't continue to add rating. Well, I mean, we have exceptions. There's another one a couple positions ahead that has added rating. It just hasn't spent as much time in the top 10. We've seen games like Castles of Burgundy continue to do this. But again, not while being in the top 10 the whole time. That's the unusual thing. In fact, at this point, it's only 2 points off of its all-time peak. It peaked at a rating of 8.173 back in October of 2021 and fell back and has gained it back over the last 2.5 years, which is pretty crazy. And it's sitting at number 10 for the fourth consecutive quarter. Now, there was kind of a logjam, multiple different games over the course of the years that have spent 3 consecutive quarters at number 10, which is second place on the on that particular distinction, games that are that cling tenaciously to the bottom rung of the top 10. So by notching its fourth quarter, Rebellion moves into sole possession of second place on that list. Now, the longest streak like that is 7 quarters at number 10, which was performed by Kalis back in 2011 into the middle of 2012. So how long will Rebellion continue at number 10? Well, the fact is that it may, well, so the fact is that there's nothing coming from below that seems to be threatening Rebellion to push it out of the top 10. The game at number 11 is Spirit Island, but it is starting to lose ground. In fact, its gap to Rebellion over the last 3 months has grown from 19 to 20 to 24. Going down from Rebellion, every game in positions 12 through 17 has previously been in the top 10. So it's basically they have peaked and fallen back out. The next highest non-top 10, never in the top 10 game, and is number 18, the second edition of Eclipse. But there's no reason to suggest that that's going to make any move for the top 10 anytime soon. So we have a fairly stable top 10, or at least there's nothing threatening Rebellion from below. However, at number 9, down one spot from the last couple of quarters, Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofair Games, with a rating of 8.173, just 2 points more than Rebellion, and that is a 13-point decline, the 8th consecutive decline Jaws of the Lion has had, during which it has lost 97 points. So that gap to Rebellion, from Jaws of the Lion to Rebellion, has gone from 28 to 16 to 2. I'm sure you can see the writing on the wall. Jaws of the Lion will fall back to number 10 next quarter, and Rebellion will not spend a 5th consecutive quarter at number 10, but not because it has been passed by some game from below, but rather because it will have reascended back up to number 9. Meanwhile, looking at the gap from Jaws of the Lion at number 9 down to Spirit Island at number 11, the gap there has gone from 47 to 36 to 26. So both games are losing ground, just Jaws of the Lion is losing ground more quickly. However, it still looks like it's going to take 3 quarters, maybe till the first of the year, before Spirit Island might climb back into number 10. Or rather, might pass Jaws of the Lion. In the course of 9 months, it's easy to imagine some other game surging from outside the top 20 to make a run at the top 10. I just don't know what it might be. Number 8, War of the Ring, the second edition, by Roberto Di Meglio, Marco Maggi, and Francesco Nepotello, published by Ares Games, with a rating of 8.181, 8 points more than Jaws of the Lion, and so after 3 quarters at number 9, War of the Ring passes Jaws of the Lion. It was not really much of a contest or much of a question. It gained just 1 point in the last quarter, which is the smallest gain that War of the Ring has seen. And War of the Ring, which was released in 2012, and admittedly, I have not gone back and looked at its rating over the years that it was not in the top 10. This is only its 10th quarter in the top 10. But I strongly believe and strongly suspect that it has always added to its rating, which means it is the longest running game that I know of. 12 years, where its rating constantly gets higher. It's just that it has not been contained within the top 10. By moving back up to number 8, it matches the peak position it previously had back in April of last year, when it was previously number 8. Number 7, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with a rating of 8.217. That is 36 more than War of the Ring, is a 4-point decline for Terraforming Mars. It's actually moderating somewhat. It's a 5-point decline last quarter, 6 the quarter before. Although it is the 12th consecutive decline Terraforming Mars has seen, during which it has lost 70 total points. Its gap to War of the Ring has shrunk from 48 to 41 to 36, so not shrinking quickly. At that rate, we'd expect maybe a year and a half before War of the Ring can notch Terraforming Mars onto its belt. So Terraforming Mars seems quite safe in that number 7 position for, I'm guessing, a while to come. This is a new position for Terraforming Mars. It spent the last 5 quarters at number 6. So replacing it at number 6 after a couple quarters at number 7, moving up a spot is Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with a rating of 8.226. 9 points more than Terraforming Mars. It was 8 points behind last time, so it swings to 9 points ahead. A 17-point swing as Dune Imperium gains 13 points. That actually is a little better than last quarter. So it answers a question that I had. Going back to middle of last year, it had a 33-point gain from one quarter to the next. 33 points, then 22, then 11. What was the direction that was going to take? Well, now it's gone to 13 points, so it's accelerated a little bit. So unpredictable where Dune might go from here, but it certainly isn't falling off a cliff and isn't in danger of losing rating anytime soon, which is relevant to the game that we're seeing at number 5 for the 6th consecutive quarter. Twilight Imperium, the 4th edition, by Christian T. Peterson, Corey Kineska, and Dane Beltrami, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with a rating of 8.242, 16 more than Dune Imperium. Now, that is a 1-point gain for Twilight Imperium, back-to-back Imperiums, a 1-point gain, which is, it's in fact, over the last 9 quarters, it has only had declines 5 times. The other 4 times has been a slight increase, or, as was true a couple of quarters back, no movement at all. So during those last 9 quarters, it has only lost a total of 20 points, which is pretty consistent. However, because Dune Imperium is still gaining, the gap has shrunk from 42 to 28 to 16. So at that rate, we'd expect them to be close next quarter, and then for Dune Imperium to supplant Twilight Imperium in the top 5, maybe come October 1st. Repeating at number 4 for the 7th consecutive time, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with a rating of 8.334. That is 92 points more than Twilight Imperium, and a 10-point gain for Ark Nova. 92 points. That's bigger gap than Twilight Imperium down to Rebellion. In fact, doing the quick math, it's about the same as the gap down to Spirit Island. So approximately the gap from number 5 to number 11 is the gap from number 5 to number 4. So the top 4 are really set apart from the rest of the list. That is a definite demarcation. So while Dune Imperium is likely to capture the number 5 position, boy, I really think that that's where it stalls out, to be honest, unless it has much longer legs than I expect it to have. It's a 10-point gain for Ark Nova this time around. That's very consistent over the last three quarters, 10 and 11 points. So there's no reason to think it's not going to just keep plugging away, closing the gap to the top 3. Currently sitting at number 3, there for the 5th time in a row, is Gloomhaven by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofair Games, with a rating of 8.360, 26 points more than Ark Nova. That is a decline of 11, a first double-digit decline since it yielded the number 1 position, and the 21st consecutive decline Gloomhaven has had, during which it has lost 263 points, which is an average of about 10, right? 10 and a half every quarter. So that gap to Ark Nova is coming down. It was 66, then it went to 47, and now it is down to 26, which means that they're going to be real close come July 1st, and I expect it to be a slam dunk for Ark Nova to take number 3 by October 1st, about the time that Dune Imperium moves up to number 5. But is Gloomhaven in danger from being caught by Dune? No, not really. The gap there has shrunk from 179 to 158 to 134. I mean, it's coming down at about the same pace that the gap is closing between Gloomhaven and Ark Nova. The difference is there's a much bigger gap. So even if that were to continue, even if Dune Imperium were to continue at the same rate of gain, which I think is unlikely, a year and a half. So when Gloomhaven falls to number 4, sometime this summer, early fall, it will camp out at number 4 for a while, just like it's been sitting at number 3 for now for over a year. Meanwhile, sitting at number 2 for the 5th consecutive quarter, Pandemic Legacy, Season 1, by Rob Davio and Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with a rating of 8.382. 22 points more than Gloomhaven, only a 3-point decline for Pandemic Legacy. It has declined 23 times in the last 24 quarters, that is, the last 6 years. It's only lost 119 points in that time. Just for a point of comparison, in just the last 8 quarters, the last 2 years, Jaws of the Lion has lost 97 points. Again, 97 in 2 years compared to Pandemic Legacy's 119 in 6 years. So it just loses a few points every quarter. That's not unusual for the longest running game in the top 10 currently. The gap to Gloomhaven has grown like this over the past 5 quarters. When Pandemic Legacy originally passed Gloomhaven, it was a narrow 1-point gap, and then it grew to 4. To 9, to 14. Now it actually accelerates to 22. So Pandemic Legacy has thoroughly and completely put Gloomhaven in the rearview mirror. Meanwhile, how about the gap to Ark Nova? Well, that has come down from 75 to 61 to 48. It is a 13-point swing this time, so we might think that maybe in a year, Ark Nova can catch Pandemic Legacy. I think it's unquestionably going to catch Gloomhaven. I think it's likely to catch Pandemic Legacy, but a little more uncertain. Meanwhile, at number 1 for the 5th consecutive quarter, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with a rating of 8.417, 35 more than Pandemic Legacy, also on a 3-point decline, both games, declined 3 points is the fourth decline Brass has seen in the last 5 quarters, during which it's lost a mere 16 points, an average of 4 per decline. The gap from Pendet to Pandemic Legacy is basically stable. It was 36 2 quarters back, 35 last quarter, still 35. It doesn't seem like in the near-term future anything will change in the relative position of these two. But what about Ark Nova? That's the question. Well, the gap there has fallen from 111 to 96 to 83. And on a swing this month of 13 points this quarter, that means that it is still 7 quarters before, at the current rate, Ark Nova would catch Brass. Well, as much uncertainty as I thought there was in it catching Pandemic Legacy, I would say there is even more uncertainty in being able to maintain that pace for an additional most of a year. It's possible. I mean, it doesn't look as crazy as it did for anything to catch Gloomhaven when it was way out ahead and 5 quarters at number one, or Pandemic Legacy in a similar situation, or even when Twilight Struggle was number one for so long. I can see it happening. Brass could, it's been very consistent, losing about 4 points a quarter. And Ark Nova has been very consistent, gaining about 10 points a quarter. So you could see Ark Nova continuing to be consistent, although that becomes less likely the older it gets. And you could definitely see Brass accelerating its decline, although that also is kind of unlikely because it gained for so long. It only started to decline in the last year. So it had like 13, 14 quarters of gain, just slowly plodding away and gaining position. And now that it's been the number one game, it's sort of self-reinforcing because it's a game that maybe nobody noticed when it was number three or number four, but once it becomes the number one game on the site, well, as you've heard in the weekly page views, there it is in the top 20 every week. So people are more likely to discover it, more likely perhaps to play it, more likely to rate it. So it's more likely to sustain its momentum than if it were maybe down at number two or three and would start shedding rating. So, once again, Brass is safe for the foreseeable future, but there may be in a couple months, a couple quarters, we'll see some more movement here within the top five. For Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024.